This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know what's cool with me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pumping up, getting pumped. Let's go.
Psyching yourself up for another episode.
Recap, let's go.
The episode we did on bad habits, I had such positive feedback about that. People have discovered that you're funny.
They're just realizing this now.
I think so. Even my mum sent me a message saying, I'm listening to your bad habits episode with Brendan and he's so funny.
Thanks, mum.
She's hung out with you before, yeah. But she's like, oh, who's this guy?
He's not actually that funny in person, just
on the podcast. But anyway, you and I thought we'd sit down and do a bit of a recap from our weekend in Sydney. But before we do that, let's do like a bit of a kind of like a mini life update, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to start?
Yeah. So I feel like at the moment I'm very much in the trenches of trying to affect change with the podcast. Like I've got my whiteboard behind us now with my things written down that I want to change about the podcast.
Brendan is amazing. What's that got to do with your podcast?
You're a dick.
I love him a lot.
Yeah.
This list is weird.
And so I've been like playing with different fonts and different cover options. What do you think of the new cover?
I really like that photo shoot you did.
Yeah.
You look really good.
How did you feel?
But you knew that.
How did you feel when you walked into the photo shoot after picking up one of the boys from school because he was having a meltdown and I was topless?
Like, I was just boobs.
Brendan's walking down the driveway to the shoot and I'm just like, stood there topless.
What the F have I walked into? I'm like, I was gone for like an hour.
He works fast.
Jeez. How does he do it? Like, I need to get a camera.
Creep.
Yeah. Like,
remember how my mum said creep to you the other weekend? And she was giving you double cuddles.
I was shocked when I walked down the driveway, though.
Yeah.
And titty bitties were out.
So I've been deep in, like, trying to work out what it is that I want to change about the podcast.
Boobies.
And boobies. Boobies have definitely been added. And I was saying to you this morning, I think what I'll do is like I'll pull the podcast down for a week before I relaunch it again. But we'll wait and see.
Surprise.
Surprise. Other than that, just trying to get into this habit of studying and
I think it's just a good I think you're just trying to juggle a life balance with study, the boys at school, the amazing roster that just keeps changing.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I think like mentally right now I'm just a bit fried because my mind is always occupied with like worrying about how the boys are and what's going on with them. Like there's just hasn't been a day for weeks and weeks where I'm like, oh, I'm fully at peace with how the boys both are. It's just been like months. Just every day there's something that is kind of like eating away at me mentally with the kids.
Something's off, yeah.
Yeah. So that's exhausting. Podcast, trying to get into this flow of studying, trying to gear up to do my first assessment for that, like my first practical assessment.
But you smashed the first module pretty quick.
Yeah. And I'm really enjoying the second module as well because it's all about different styles of learning and communication. And I find that really fascinating.
Because I don't communicate?
No, you're a good communicator. But I definitely was like, oh, yeah, you're the sort of communicator. Like you're a visual learner. Yeah.
Was it visual or physical?
Well, I think that you're both. You're definitely not like an oral, they call it an oral learner, where you learn by having someone, not oral, oral, when you learn by having someone speak to you.
But like, perfect example.
Yes.
I just heard what I wanted
to hear.
Sorry, Mum.
And that's it for me. That's it. It's just parenting and working, and that's it. Hey,
it's exciting.
Yeah.
Life.
Then I'm looking forward to the weekend that we have planned, because we're going to HOTA, Home of the Arts on the Gold Coast, to have a look at an exhibition that you're excited about.
So excited.
Stop. It's a pop art exhibition.
Yeah. Andy Warhol and
Cause and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we'll go out for dinner.
Yes.
And then you might give me my second tattoo at some point at this weekend.
Yes.
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 And I might give you a tattoo.
Yeah. Again.
Again. And what else? Oh, and then baseball, which your baseball season is wrapping up, hey?
Sucks. It's really getting into it. I found it like really slow to begin with, obviously transitioning from MMA to a team sport again.
It's worlds apart.
So MMA, like far apart.
Like a solo sport.
Yeah.
That's like over in a couple of minutes versus a team sport that just goes forever.
Yes.
Yes.
2 hours a game. But now that I've got my rhythm, and I feel like I feel that I've gotten better again.
Yeah. You played so well last weekend. Mm. So got baseball Sunday and then kids back Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
And this podcast will go live on Monday.
Monday.
Yes. So other than the baseball season ending, you're like training for fighting.
Yes.
Yes.
Hopefully I fight soon.
You've been busy building tables and mirrors, which I really, really love, my tiled mirror, but I want a gigantic one.
Of course you do.
Yeah. So yeah. For people who follow on Instagram, you would have seen my very cute coffee table that's in the office with pink grout. Brendan's been making mirrors that have that same tiled border.
Yep.
And you can do all custom different grout. Hey, like the one you made me is kind of like a taupey colored grout.
Yeah. Any colored grout. I think it's pretty there's not that many choices in the tile that I use. I think it's white and black, but then it's like any color grout you want. But then I'm doing mirrors, bedsides.
I would really like a white tile mirror with a bright yellow grout.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll do that one for your big one because I've got the mirrors at home.
Yeah, just whip them up.
And then also I would like to do plaster bedside tables.
Like that rendered look.
The rendered look with the arch.
Yeah. You've been busy.
Mm.
You've had a couple of orders for custom tables too, hey?
Yep.
It's very cool.
And also I'd like to give a bookcase a go.
Yes. I'd like a bookcase too.
Of course you would.
Of course they would.
Yes, Kylie wants. Kylie gets.
Exactly. And you've been painting a lot too.
A lot, which is my happy place.
Yeah, it's kind of your flow state, hey?
Kiss me butterflies.
So you've been busy doing that. And then you're also riding a lot because you have decided to ride.
For Camp Quality. I was flicking through Instagram as we do and an ad popped up and they said, we want you to do 200Ks and raise.
Like they want me.
Me. Like, oh. But.
Because yeah, you and can't then, just do the expected amount. You had to up the ante and go from 200 kilometers to
1,000
kilometers in the month of March.
Yeah.
And your goal is to raise $1,500 for Camp Quality. And Camp Quality is like this amazing resource for babies, kids, teens who are going through cancer treatment themselves or are just impacted by cancer in the family. They do really amazing stuff. So $1,500 is a great goal. And I think we're at 500, yeah?
549, I think.
To be precise.
But then when I think of 1,500, I feel like it's not enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably.
You know what I mean?
No amount is enough, right?
No. Like, I feel like I want to give more, but my little pins can only ride so far. My pins.
Like a king. Well, I'm sure that there'll be people listening to the podcast who would be happy to sling a couple of dollars towards this amazing cause. And so for anyone who is interested in doing that, And like, we completely understand life is very expensive at the moment, but if you have a couple of dollars to spare, then you're willing to donate that to Camp Quality.
That would be much appreciated.
Yeah, I'll put the link in our show notes so people can click directly over to that. And I bet we can get to 1,500.
I hope so.
Like, surely.
Over a month.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like 100,000 people listening to this podcast. Surely. Surely we can do that.
I hope so.
I'll put the link in the bio, in the show notes. Sorry. Other than that, that's it for us. Hey, you're cycling a lot. I'm working a lot. That's it.
Sport, training, life, children.
Yeah. Wild that we're already in March.
The year's flying past.
Yeah. What was your highlight of Feb?
Probably the Sydney trip.
Yeah. So we went to Sydney last weekend just for an overnighter, but I feel like we were there for so much longer.
Because of the cancelled flight.
Because, yeah. But
we'll get into that.
We can get into that. So we decided to take the boys to Mardi Gras, and I didn't realise that this year, I knew it was going to be big because off the back of the last couple of years with COVID, I knew it would be a big celebration, but I didn't realise that it was like World Pride that they were hosting.
I had no idea. I thought it was just going to be the parade again, not like the whole month of...
Yeah, because you're from Sydney, so you've celebrated Mardi Gras before.
Yeah.
But I've never been, and I was really excited to go.
I think even when you booked it all, you said that you've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like forever on my bucket list of like, I want to go and see the parade. We went. I can't say that I saw the parade, though.
No.
So we went down Saturday. We got the boys back early from their dad so that we could go.
Yep.
Flew in Saturday, landed Saturday afternoon. We got in kind of late, hey, like 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon-ish.
Something like that. And then
straight to the markets.
Yeah, got on the train. And then, yeah, went down to the markets and got some bits and pieces for the night.
Yeah. So before we had, so I'll rewind. Before we arrived in Sydney, I had had someone who follows along message me and say, have you got tickets to the parade? And I said, no, we're just going to watch it from the street because you'd said that would be ample, like that will be fine. And this follower sent me a link and said, no, they've re-released tickets, have a look. And so I had a look at the link and I thought, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. It was called Ruby Road. It's like a ticketed section. They'd released family passes and it says like guaranteed views of the parade, food trucks, entertainment, and it sounded so good because I'm like, great, we can take, it says like bring a picnic blanket, it's an under 18s area as well. So I bought tickets for that and it was pretty expensive. It was like $260 for the four of us, and I think that's expensive.
Yeah.
And
for what it was.
Yeah. So, well, but we didn't know that, right? No. Like, because I flicked you the link and we both went, oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it was in Moore Park. So Moore Park being the size that it is, like you think it would be massive. It was at the end of the parade, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we had kind of organized what we were going to wear first and foremost, but then this same follower, who's so helpful, thankfully, sent me some photos from Paddy's Markets of all of the sparkly things, and I was like, cool, if we need anything else, that's where we'll go. And so that's where we went when, once we landed.
Got all sparkled up.
I got a sparkly top. You got
her tutu and tights.
And you already had your angel baby Care Bear shirt. Yeah. And your flower crown.
A crop top thing.
Yeah, a little midriff.
Yeah.
And one of the boys bought a flag. I don't know what else we got from there.
That's it.
That was it.
We didn't really get a whole heap.
We didn't have a lot of time. So then we raced to where we were staying, which PS was the worst accommodation I think I've stayed at in a while.
Yeah, I didn't know where we were. I thought we were going to get murdered.
It was a good location, right? Like central. Good spot,
but in terms of the rooms and the service.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, horrible beds, horrible pillows, horrible bathroom.
No.
I definitely couldn't have done more than a night there.
Mm-mm.
But we were hardly in the room, really.
So. We weren't at all. Like, we literally, yeah.
So we got,
went out, came home, slept, woke up and left.
Yeah. So we got dressed in our outfits as we were coming down, like leaving the hotel. There was so much buzz and excitement kind of just in the streets. And I said to you, shit, maybe we should just like stay here rather than getting in a taxi now and going to Moore Park. Like it kind of just felt like, oh, this is exciting. This is where the parade is starting.
Because that's, yeah, that's where we were. We were based like at the very start of the parade and all the people marching and stuff were in Hyde Park getting ready to walk up.
Yes. And so we kind of had that very brief exchange. And then I was like, oh, well, we've already got tickets. Like this is meant to be great. Let's go. Got in the cab. It was kind of a nightmare in the taxi. I didn't read, classic ADHD, I didn't read the details that the ticketing company had sent me saying, do not try and get here by car because of the road closures. Mm. So we got there by car.
But even then, like I've been to Sydney, but I've never gotten the light rail in Sydney. So us getting the light rail up there, I have no idea. So I reckon we would have been scratching our heads for a while.
Yeah, it was fine. Like the taxi dropped us close enough that it was a short walk.
Yeah.
And then we arrived at Moore Park and the lineup to get into this Ruby Road division.
About a kilometre long.
Easily a kilometre long.
Yeah.
And it was about this point that I said to you, I am in so much pain right now. Like and kind of had to start doubling
cramping,
over.
Cramping, yeah.
So I was due for my period in a couple of days. And just the last couple of months, my period, like my pre-period cramps have been
horrible.
Insane.
Yeah.
And so we're in this lineup. I'm wearing this tiny little gold outfit. And I start just like, oh gosh.
Hunching over.
Yeah, because that's the only way I can get any sort of relief. So I must have looked like I was in all sorts.
Like a cashew.
Like a cashew,
yeah.
Hunched over my little gold outfit.
Jelly bean.
Yeah. And so we're in this massive lineup. We're all hungry because it's kind of dinner time. At first, the line didn't seem to be moving at all. Eventually, it did. I reckon we lined up for like 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah, but I found that certain sections of the line, it just flew through.
Mm, but then it would stop
again. But it was
again.
A long line.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
The longest.
Yeah. But the boys were fine. They were in good spirits. I was in agony. I just went downhill like at throughout that 45, 50 minute period. And by the time we got towards the front of the line, I was in a really bad way. So much so that when some ambulance, like paramedics walked past with their food, you followed them in your little outfit and went and got me some Panadol and Nurofen.
Maybe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to know where they got their food from.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
So you came back with Panadol and Nurofen for me, which was good. We got inside. And so much anticipation of, oh, my gosh, this is going to be incredible. And we walked through and I was instantly
shattered.
Like it was. We walked in and what was meant to be food trucks was like maybe three food caravans.
Three.
And one, like they, none of them were good.
No. Some chicken, yeah, fried chicken. A burger one and I didn't even get, but the lines for them were massive as well. Like,
yeah, and the food was crap. So we lined up straight away because we were hungry, like starving, got some chicken and chips and the food was just gross. Like it had
so
been
bad.
Sitting
yeah.
out. So we sat down and we had our gross food. And in terms of entertainment, like they said there was going to be entertainment in there. There were two stilt walkers.
That's it.
And that was it.
And oh, then they had the big screen.
That's right. But something nice did happen when we were lining up for our bad food.
Oh, yeah.
We had a guy come over to us and just, he had, what did he, how did he word it?
He said like, I don't know how to word it.
He just came over and he's like, I just wanted to tell you guys, you're incredible parents. If I had parents like you when I was little, it would have been amazing. Something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's just so beautiful, like you and your family just being here is really nice. And we actually had a fair few people.
A lot of people say to us that would, yeah, doing such a good thing.
It's interesting because people must have just been observing yeah. and looking at dynamics and piecing things together and being like, oh, I see what's happening here.
And what I wasn't wearing.
Yeah, what you weren't wearing, yeah. So that was really lovely. Like we had so many positive interactions and that was really nice. And I think it was so incredible for the boys to see just the spectacle of the night, you know, all of the different costumes. There wasn't any entertainment other than those stilt walkers that I could see.
None.
Like I was expecting.
The dykes on bikes when they were.
Yeah, that's at the start of the parade, though.
No, yeah, they rode one way and then they came back up the road.
Yeah. But there wasn't, like, I was picturing, like, roving entertainers or, like, people walking around with face paint and stuff like that. Like, that's kind of what I imagined in an under-18s area.
But you being, like, an open mother, like, you've brought the boys up to understand that, like boys can be with girls, boys can be with boys, girls can be with girls, and, like, obviously living in a small place and not seeing such a big variety for them.
Yeah, there's no diversity where we live.
No. So for them to see how open and everyone is about their sexuality, like, yeah. Not sexuality.
No, but well,
like,
it is.
It's cool to be whoever you want to be.
Yeah, because there were men walking around in, like, incredible outfits.
Fishnets and, like, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, light-up shoes, like, holding hands and just being so...
Drag queens, you had trans, like you had like everything and everyone was just there smiling. Like there wasn't a frown anywhere. And I
Except
think it
from
was,
my face because I was in pain.
Yeah. But it was just like nice for the boys to see that like it's okay to be whatever you want to be.
Yeah, but they also didn't even bat an eyelid, did they?
Like, no, they didn't ask questions. Like no, there were some really wild outfits and some people were wearing.
Yeah, at no point did one of them turn to me and say, is that a man in a dress? No. Like they are just so accepting of everything, which yeah. I'm really grateful for. In terms of viewing the parade.
It's horrible.
Couldn't see a thing.
No, I had to put one of them on my shoulders. Yeah. I took it in turns for a little bit, but.
Yeah, so I had one up on the bin when it started and then you had the other on your shoulders. And I swear you just got shorter and shorter over the night as he, like, compressed you. Yeah,
broke my neck.
But, yeah, I hardly saw anything. But, yes, that was so cute. He was on your shoulders. And we realised that he was.
Like, what?
What
the,
is that
what
sound?
What the F is that sound? And I'm, like, looking around. I'm like,
is there an owl?
Yeah, like, yeah. I was looking for an owl and it was him on my shoulders, like.
It was beautiful, though, because he had his pride cape and his flag.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was obviously trying to get into the...
The spirit of it.
Yeah, but also just...
But the amount of, like, people and gay guys around us, like, smiling, and you could tell, like, seeing that meant a lot to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah, his little... that he just kept doing the whole time.
The whole time. On my neck.
I didn't see anything. Like, no. The only way I saw parts of the parade was by holding my phone up and filming
it.
And then I'd bring it down to show our other little guy and so I could see it as well. But it just was what it was. If I could do it again, I would have just stayed where we booked our accommodation. I wouldn't have bothered with
going
taxis.
All the way up, yeah.
I would have just been like, let's go watch the people get ready for the floats because as we were leaving, people were, like, practicing their formations and their routines and getting sorted in their costumes. And I think that would have been more enjoyable to watch because you could actually see it versus the end of the parade when they're exhausted and they're coming through in drips and drabs. Yeah. And it's, yeah, that's what I would do differently. And it definitely was not worth the money at all to pay to be in that viewing area. So I wouldn't do that again.
No.
But then I think the way home... Like, once we got back to the room and I'd eaten, I started to feel a bit better. And that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the night. Like, I was going to say, like, on the way back, just looking out the window
but
of
we
the...
We literally got out, walked straight into the hotel and...
Yeah, but on the right, the drive back, just looking, like, the people watching through the city was cool.
Yeah.
Seeing everyone out and about in their outfits.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because, the parade was over and everyone was sort of, like, going out or going their separate ways.
Yeah. Then we just got Uber Eats.
The boys' favourite.
Boys' favourite thing. And then that was it, sleep. Boys were asleep by about 10 and they slept through till 8:30 the next day. We slept terribly, hardly slept at all.
Concrete pillows.
I had booked us flights back at like 11 because I was like, we'll get back Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoons are important to me for getting organised for the week. I'm like, I want to get on my whiteboard and I want to have our food organised and I want to just be ready. And I just love like a slow Sunday afternoon, like a bike ride and all that stuff. So we've got our suitcases, kids have their backpacks on,
Went back to the markets.
For a soft toy, a stuffed toy. Also, at this point, we should mention that one of the boys told us Saturday night that he had blisters on his feet because his shoes were too small. And then I felt them and his toes, like his shoes were way too small and we'd done so much walking. So at this point, he's got no shoes on his feet, just walking around in socks, which isn't ideal. But I was like, we've got to get him a pair of slides.
Yeah, got slides and then walked around and waited for most of the stores to open because he had his heart set on the one toy.
And we were kind of clock watching because we're like, we've got to get on the train. We've got to get to the airport. Started walking to the train station and I got a text message saying our flight had been cancelled.
Yep.
So did the quick like rebook, get us on another flight, but I couldn't get us on one till much later that afternoon, which meant we weren't home till like 5 p.m. It also meant we had like a day to fill in Sydney with our trolley bags, your bag, kids carrying their backpacks, blister foot, exhausted kids, all of that stuff.
All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff. And so we kind of just minced around Sydney City, didn't we?
Got a coffee and then headed up to like Pitt Street just to have a look around and get some food and stuff like that. And I think that's when you realize you're more like one of the boys than you thought.
So there's so much homelessness. I mean, I say so much homelessness. I don't actually know whether it's the same level of homelessness in Brisbane City and stuff because I don't ever go to the cities very rarely. But it was definitely...
Sydney's definitely an eye-opener.
Yeah, just seeing so many people just so in such a bad place, like signs up asking for money, asking for help. And, yeah, I got quite emotional seeing it. And one of the boys, there was a homeless gentleman with a sign up saying like accepting gift cards.
Yeah.
You know, I need money to feed my dog was basically what was on the sign and the dog was sat with him. And so I gave one of the boys some money to go and give to him and he went over and gave it to him. And I got really emotional, again, due for my period, but I'm sensitive, little Cancerian. And then he started – so he didn't –
He got upset a little bit before it, but he got worse after.
Yeah, so I had to put my sunnies on because I was all tearing, upset. You just feel so helpless. It's like that's somebody's baby.
Yeah, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, and so I said to him, like, that's someone's baby. You know, that they obviously don't have a family that they can go to.
They're out of options.
It's just awful. And then about an hour later, the little guy who had given him money, like, looked at me and he's like, Mom, I just don't want to be here anymore. I don't like this. And he started crying. He's like, why are these people homeless? And he got really upset and he's like, how can we help them? And, yeah, him and I are just so similar, hey?
Heaps. Too much.
You reckon?
It's all so much.
Yeah. So that was that. And then eventually
we got on a plane and,
and that was Sydney, we Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
I think the highlight for me was the day after Mardi Gras when our other little guy was really on the fence about this sequin jacket. So at one of the stalls there's this sparkly, like, super fabulous jacket which has like a rainbow collar and rainbow cuffs and
like David from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, we always think about that. Yeah. It is something that he would wear. And he tried it on twice and was really on the fence about it because he was like, I just don't know if I'm brave enough to wear it. And we did a couple of laps of the markets.
And he got there in the end.
Yeah. Like emotional coaching from both of us. And then he decided to get it and he put it straight on. And he was all...
Yeah, fab.
All fab in his new sequin jacket. Yeah. And then he had it on again when we got home. It was nice. That made me feel really happy.
Yeah.
And also just how much the boys took it all in their stride. Like I felt like, oh, I'm doing a good job. We're doing a good job here. Like these boys aren't, yeah, asking questions about why is that man dressed that way or why are those women doing that or Like they were just so...
Almost like you had them prepared.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but not on purpose.
But you kept their minds open to everyone being individuals.
Yeah, and I guess it
rather than just be like, nah, this is it. Like,
yeah, it just gave me a real sense of like, oh, the next generation's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Like I've had people on Instagram message me saying, why would you take kids to Mardi Gras and expose them? I'm like, I've exposed them. This is not like something dangerous or scary
no.
for kids.
Yeah. I think people that message you and voice their opinions negatively can eat it.
Yeah.
Don't, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. Like,
yeah. And I was saying to you, I think I lost like 300 followers over the weekend of sharing behind the scenes things.
Yeah.
People are funny.
I don't know why everyone's so set in their ways and they're not open-minded about what the world is now.
Yeah. But anyway, that was our weekend. That's our little recap episode.
It was fab.
It was fab. You're a good sport.
Yeah.
How's your neck?
Sore. you didn't think... I knew I was going to get looks at the parade, but I didn't think I was going
to... Oh, my gosh. That was the other thing. That was so funny how many men were like...
I'd warned you.
Yeah, you had said to me, I'm going to be like a piece of meat here. And like the amount... This was an interesting conversation, right? Because at first you were getting checked out and I was like... And you kind of would look at me and I was like, welcome to the world. Like, this is how women feel every day. And then like as the night...
Sweetie, you've got no idea. You wait...
Well, then as the night progressed, I was like, oh, it kind of does get more confronting, aggressive, more sexual, yeah. the way people would look at you
yeah.
and, like, comment on you. But yeah. still, I don't feel bad for you.
It was good.
Yeah. It was fun.
Everyone kept their hands to themselves.
At one point, I came up behind you and put my hand on you and you said you were quietly panicking about
it. Yeah, I was like, here we go. Because usually, like, I'll get an ass grab or something like that. Or, like, someone, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's different with a child on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. My little safety net.
But, yeah, it was kind of an exhausting little 24-hour period. But I'm
cooked.
Yeah. And
it's Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm really glad that we went. And I said to you, even though for us it was exhausting, I didn't get the experience I thought I would have in terms of, like, I thought I'd be – able to see all of the floats and be able to appreciate all of the effort. Like there was one that I saw the top of, which was like a Moulin Rouge themed yeah. float. And I was like, oh, I want to be able to see. I didn't quite get the experience I thought that I would have there. But looking at it through the lens of the boys and one of the boys in particular, like I said to you, how cool that when, you know, he grows up, he'll be like, I went to my first Mardi Gras at 9. And he'll have that memory of being on your shoulders and
yeah.
he'll have that memory of the sequin jacket. And I think it's like a formative or like a core memory for him.
Yeah.
And that made it all worth it.
It definitely meant a lot to him being there.
Yeah, it was nice.
Like, and he told us over and over again how much it meant to him.
Yeah, it was very cute. And he also, when there was music playing, he's like, oh, who's this artist? And I was like, this is Cher. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Cher.
Yeah. Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was good. But anyway, that was our weekend.
It was good.
And this weekend we don't have the boys till the afternoon on Sunday, so I'm looking forward to a us weekend. Thanks for joining me for a recap.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. And one last call for the Cancer Council donation. If anyone wants to help us to raise $1,500, the link is in the show notes. I know that this Lycra King would super appreciate it.
A lot. Thank you.
Easy.
This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.